Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, okay, got such amazing feedback from this type of episode 2 weeks ago. Myself and Barry did this, basically just had a chat. So we're going to do another episode like a little bit of lifestyle stuff, a little bit of Q&A stuff that came in via Snapchat, and just kind of basically kind of things that are on my mind and on Barry's mind. So just Barry is from O'Sullivan Fitness on Facebook. So if you're not following him, go check him out. What's your Snapchat?
B-O-Sully92.
B-O-Sully92. So if you're not following his Snapchat, make sure to follow his Snapchat. He's normally at the house here. He's normally doing different things, you know, just eating and training. But basically what we're going to talk about today's episode is Barry just did his first show. So he did incredible there at the weekend. You can see it in his face. All sucked in his face. So if you check out his Facebook, you'll see all his photos, him just being absolutely shredded for a men's physique competition. How did you do?
Third place. In a really good category. Like, the standard is incredible. It's only when you go to these shows you realize the standard. When you're standing beside these guys and you see them under the lights, you're saying, wow, it's incredible. Like,
that's it, you know. So, and the thing is with competing, again, for some of you that don't know my background, that was my life for a long time. I was in that entire world. I went and won my pro card. Then I went and did the world in Las Vegas. And that was very much a part of my life for a while. And certain things happened. Obviously, the birth of my daughter and my whole philosophy in life changed. I went away from that scene. Like, I helped Barry prep for his show as I help a couple of other really close friends. But I'm largely out of that side of the industry. But that being said, the way Barry prepped for his show is what we're going to kind of talk about today, because people think, and I had a talk with the owner of my gym, and it was funny, after 20 minutes of the conversation, he was like, I never thought about contest prep that way, because I have a very, very different kind of philosophy towards it. Barry basically decided, when did you decide to do the show?
About 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah, about 2.5 weeks from the show. We were getting him ready for a photo shoot. I talked about it in the video today about how it's really important to have something to train for, you know, have a target, because that's what keeps motivation high. But the reality is, I'm not a massive fan of people prepping for shows unless it's for the right reason. There's a lot of body dysmorphia, there's a lot of unhealthy food relationships that people in the fitness industry, and I get it, and I can say this as somebody that was there and had those unhealthy relationships and had that mild body dysmorphia, and having come out the other side of it now, it really pains me to see people going into it for the wrong reason. Barry basically was just prepping for a photo shoot and was living a certain lifestyle that allowed him to get ready for a show in 2.5 weeks. My head trainer, Paul, who's Paul Dermody Fitness, Paul Dermody on Facebook, was very similar. He happened to be really lean last year for a show 3-4 weeks before the show, and we decided to put him into it. I feel that's the best way to come at it. You know, people will say you need 16 or 20 weeks, and that's fine. And again, I'm offering this purely as somebody that's outside of that world now, because I don't do contest prep for people. I'm not in that side anymore. It's purely to give a little bit of perspective on it, that there is another way to do things. You know, like, how long have you been seriously dieting for your photo shoot? You've done a few weeks for your photo shoot.
The last, like, I cut out sugar completely about 10, 11 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
And the difference that made straight off the bat was huge, do you know, from a fat loss perspective.
What was the first thing you noticed when you cut sugar? This is always interesting. So if you're thinking of cutting sugar.
For me, just my energy.
Yeah.
Because I just noticed it was a steady line of energy. I wasn't up and down because, you know, I wasn't spiking my insulin levels. My blood sugars were stable throughout the day. So I was getting my good energies from fats, protein, and the good carbohydrates I was in. So straight off the bat, even the nights there where I wasn't getting much sleep, 4 or 5 hours sleep, I could still go all day. So straight away, energy. But just the results came faster, definitely. You started to lose that body fat that you can't seem to shift so much faster. That's from listening to you, from getting that advice off you. That's pretty much the difference.
Well, anyone that's worked with me, and you get this because you've kind of worked with me in kind of the friend, client, mentor capacity. Yeah. But anyone that's in any of my programs online, you know the first thing I do is balance blood sugars. I mentioned that in my Snapchat Q&A. So if you're not following my Snapchat, BrianK019, make sure you're on there, because I open it every day for an hour, Monday to Friday, and you can ask me questions back and forth. But the first thing that I do is I balance people's blood sugars. For one reason, it balances out energy levels. So if the more balanced your energy is, the more you can put into your training, because you're going to feel better. But on the flip side of that too, and we're going to come to that with you now, is when you start to balance blood sugars and cut out think particularly sugar is one, but different processed ingredients, sweeteners, artificial flavors, preservatives. What happens is your body stops getting cravings. You stop getting the negative feedback loop in the brain. But a lot of these sweeteners and preservatives and stuff have responses in the body from a hormonal level that will mimic insulin in the brain, which will give you a really bad craving, because your body thinks when you have an artificial sweetener, or it thinks it's getting sugar. So what happens is you don't get that insulin release and your body and hormones go completely out of whack. So one thing, keeping blood sugar stable is important for energy levels and energy throughout the day, but then cutting out artificial flavors, sweeteners, completely can get rid of your cravings. Like, did you find that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first 2 weeks, you'd be lying if you said it wasn't tough.
Yeah.
You're smelling food more and, you know, you're kind of like, oh, I wouldn't mind that. But definitely, it just kills the craving so much more because your body isn't expecting it like it used to. It's not like getting that sugar like it used to and then kind of getting relapsing back off it. It doesn't have it anymore, so it doesn't rely on it. And again, that has that knock-on effect with energy. You feel so much better throughout the day.
That's key. Like, the reality is, again, anyone following me long enough, if this is your first time ever watching any of my videos, you're going to be like, what the fuck is that lad on about? But anyone who's been following me a while, you know that my whole life took a massive directional turn 12 months ago, 18 months ago, when my daughter was born, and everything went towards a kind of a health aspect. You know, all my decisions were now based on what's going to make me healthy, what's going to make me give me higher vitality, what's going to make me achieve more things so I can support my family. Like, that's where it all changed. A lot of the philosophies that I've imprinted on people now and that I believe in is down to the fact that I've applied it myself and the results came from it. What I noticed when I started looking at my health as number one, everything else kind of just came with it. And I talk about this thing where give your body less jobs to do, you know, where if you have your blood sugar balanced and you have your hormones in check and you don't have any cravings, it's really fucking easy to lose body fat and build muscle. Like, the reality is your body doesn't have to deal with all the other crap that's in your system, and it makes it so much easier to do contest preps. It makes it easier to do photo shoots. It makes it easier to look good 9 to 5. Like, I still get, and again, I'm not saying this from an ego bravado way, but I'll still have people come up to me and go, "Are you prepping for a show?" I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, and I haven't tracked the macro in 2 years. Like, because what happens is your body gets used to doing what it's supposed to do. It digests the food as it's supposed to do. Your energy levels go up. You feel better. You don't have the cravings, so you're not needing fucking food. Like, I put it up on my Snapchat earlier when somebody was asking me about cravings. They were like, how often do you have a cheat meal? And I was like, well, I don't have any cheat meals now. I'll just have what I want when I want it. But what happens, and this is a feedback, a lot of the testimonies are starting to come back from my online program, and in nearly every single one, the first thing that everybody has said is their energy levels are up. They're like, I can't believe how much energy I had over the last 6 weeks. The second thing is people saying they have no cravings. People stop, in my online program, people stop having their cheat meals or their free meals. I call them free meals because I think it's a better connotation with the meal. Yeah. The reality is, you know, and this is where I have a little bit of an argument with the 80-20 and 90-10, and it's all well and fine. And I always say that, and I'll cover and I'll hedge my fucking bets, and I'll say, you know, if you're 80-20 or 90-10, you know, go do you and that's working. The reality is, factoring in shitty processed food into your plan isn't going to be fucking optimal for health. It's not going to be, and even taking the health side out of it, you want to lose body fat, you want to build muscle, give your body less fucking jobs to do, and it's going to be better at the ones you want it to do. Yep. I always use the analogy that if I gave you 3 jobs to do and I said, okay, clean the floor, fucking wash the dishes and dry the dishes, and give you 20 minutes to do it, you would do one of two things. You'd get one full job done and you'd start on the second and you'd completely neglect the third, or else you do all 3 jobs pretty shitty, you know? But the reality is, that's kind of what like losing body fat and building muscle is. If you take the processed food out, your body doesn't understand what a lot of that ingredients are. It has to figure out what it is. It gives it another job to do, and it's not going to focus on building muscle and losing body fat. So give your body less jobs to do, give it less reasons to hold body fat, and it'll fucking drop it.
Therefore, you know? More energy.
Therefore, more energy. Like, how did you find your energy, like, because you wouldn't know you were doing a show until last week.
Small things, like, I even noticed when I work in a factory at the weekends, and, you know, I used to, because I was bulking or I was off-season, you know, you'd go for a fry in the mornings, and you'd have whatever amount of food with it, and you'd have brown toast and a lot of things. But straight away, when I changed to just even a clean fat and protein breakfast, because I wasn't training in the morning, I was working in the factory, when I go back in the line, I wasn't falling asleep. Mm. Like, the people beside me would be nodding off, and I'd be there, and I'd have loads of energy. And it was because my blood sugars were stable.
Yeah.
You know, so the difference straight away with that just made life so much easier when you're in work or something like that, you know.
But it makes your quality of living better. Like, yeah. The reality is, and we'll talk about a little bit about stressors and the good kind of stressors in life, But the reality is, if you've got more energy during the day, it means you can put that energy into training, which means you're going to put your body into a deficit. I'm not big, and I do calculate macros and things in my online programs purely for me. Like, I have a whole video, like that whole PDF where I send it out, the whole video is explaining, going, these macros are calculated so I know what calories you're taking in.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to focus on them, because the reality is, if you're working on attention style training program, high intensity is your cardio method, you're spacing your meals every 3 hours so your blood sugars are stable, you're going to balance out your hormones, everything is going to work so much better, yeah, exactly. You know? So the reality is, if you go over, and it's so funny, like, people will, I've fucking done this, where they'll go 200 calories over on their calories, and then they'll fucking stress, and be like, oh, fuck, yeah, I'm at 200 calories over. That fucking cortisol response is giving you more fucking fat gain than the 200 calories you ate. Because what's happening is, your body's eliciting a cortisol response, you're releasing adrenaline from the body, which is putting you into fight or flight, which is fucking up your rest and digest and all the things that you need to keep your body in a homeostatic state, which supports you.
Exactly.
You know, the reality is, we massively overcomplicate the whole fitness side. And I get this, because I fucking did it. Like, as someone that competed for years and achieved what I wanted to achieve in that, and very much out of that world now, I did it where you do it by the macro and you do it by whatever it is. And luckily, I changed my philosophy on it and moved out of it. The reality is, a good tension style training program focused on high intensity. Low intensity works great, but you just need to nail your diet on it.
Exactly.
You know, high intensity cardio, spacing your meals that keeps blood sugar stable, and then cutting out ingredients that's going to offset your fucking hormones.
I think I read something yesterday. It was like a picture that said, you know, if you're eating foods with one ingredient, or, you know, you're not going to have to count calories.
Yeah.
You know, because it's real food. You know, if you're eating the good foods, chances are you won't have to worry, oh, I'm going over my calories here, or how much sugar is in this, because it's going to be irrelevant.
Yeah, it's a fucking great way to live life. There you go, fucking clock that shit. If it's got one ingredient, you're going to be safe enough. Like, the reality is, if you're trying to lose body fat and your maintenance is 2,000 calories, you can't eat fucking 10,000 calories and expect to lose weight. But, you know, all the other stuff that comes with eating good, clean food, spacing your blood sugar.
It's a good rule at home.
It's a good rule. It is. Like, the reality is, you look on the back, I follow the fucking rule that if it has a number or a fucking X, Y, or Z in the name, I stay the fuck away from it. Yeah. You look at the back of the preservatives sometimes on food ingredients, supplements are the fucking same.
Yeah.
Like, so, and I'm not anti-supplements. I'm very fucking for good supplements. But you look on the back of the ingredient list and it's got fucking methylectinine fucking 7.12.11. Like, that shit's going into your fucking body.
Yes.
You know, like, stay away from the stuff that has fucking XYZ and fucking 1, 2, 3 in the label. You know, you look at the fucking ingredient list of a pack of broccoli, there's no fucking numbers in it. Like, you know, that's a general pretty good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically the take home message is, don't overcomplicate things, you know, and you will, and trainers will tell you, some great trainers, and it's not a knock on trainers, they'll count every macro, count every calorie, and that does work. You know, like, it will work if you under eat your maintenance. So someone asked me a great question today. It's going up on the podcast Monday week, going, this is a great fucking question. She was like, can I build muscle eating processed food and sugary foods if my macros are on point? And I literally had to split the question. I said, okay, I'm literally going to split this question. I'm going to look at it from a science point of view, and then I'm going to look at it from a health point of view.
Yeah.
I was like, the reality is, and it's fucking true, the reality is, from a scientific point of view, you can include processed foods. You can include sugary foods. You can have fucking Cocoa Pops post-workout. You can have fucking Mawam fucking bears into workout and factor it in.
Definitely.
And that will work, because scientifically, technically,
calorie balance.
Calories balance. In, calorie out. But the reality is, from a fucking body composition, a hormonal point of view, and a health point of view, that's not going to fucking support you.
No.
That's not going to help. Like, oh, like, again, and I've sent people away. Like, if people will come and they're like, oh, I want you to do every macro, whatever, they're like, I am not the person. My online program is not for you.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell people, my idea is to fix your health. I'll fix your relationship with food. I will give you a so much better relationship with food, because you're able to reduce cortisol, you're not stressing about it, and you're going to get your deficit from your training, you're going to build muscle from your training, and have your healthy, clean foods your body fucking understands. Like, the testimonies, I'm starting to drip feed them up onto Facebook, is people have been coming back going, I have such a good relationship with food now.
Yeah.
They're like, I feel so much better about my choices. I understand the why. You know, the big part, and I always say that, like, anyone that can't tell you a why you're doing something, like, it's the hammer nail. You know, I love the hammer nail. Like, when all you have is a hammer, everything becomes a fucking nail. So you fucking nail it, and that's the one way to do it. You know, there's so many ways to do things. This is why, again, the online program is based on Facebook group, and it's kind of like this, where I'm talking to people in videos And I'm like, okay, this is how you do this, because the why is fucking key. You know, why carbs will work for you and don't work for somebody else is context to your situation.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so there is no one size fits all. Low carb doesn't work for everyone. Carb cycling doesn't work for everyone. Keto doesn't work for everyone.
I think that's why so many people go off to get advice on the internet. They say, oh, I'll try this, and it doesn't work for them. And then they give up all hope.
Which is fair.
You know? Exactly. It's not their fault. They don't realize that what you read online mightn't work for you. You know, it's not specific to you. It mightn't suit your lifestyle, stuff like that. And that's what I hate seeing with people when they go wrong and then they just give up all hope. They say, oh, this isn't going to work.
But that's the thing. You see, the reality is you're better off, you know, having a person. You know, I always say, and I've said this with Paul and you and people, even the people you follow and stuff on social media, I'm like, have a guy or a girl or two people that you follow, and that's the fucking way. Like, because otherwise you get crowded with all this fucking noise. Yeah. Like,
it's and conflicting information.
Oh, it's like, fucking it just and that. And you don't, and you have one person saying this and another person saying that, and sometimes it's not coming. I had a question in my group Q&A today about somebody was asking about the supplement. She was like, oh, can I use this protein supplement because this girl put it up on her Instagram and she said it's the one she uses. I'm like, she's getting fucking paid to do that. Yeah. I'm like, that is what, like, I can say this, you know, having gone down the sponsored athlete route and all of that, and they were amazing. My sponsors were amazing and the sponsors are great. But the reality is, the majority of people that are sponsored athletes saying will buy this product are getting fucking paid to do that. That is part of the sponsorship. Because she was like, oh, but this girl said she used it. I was like, she might not. She might. You know, I was like, never buy a fucking supplement because so-and-so said they use it. You know, because they may not be fucking using that. They're paid to do it. You know, I know, and this pisses me right off because I spend so much fucking money. Like, so from 19 to 22, every fucking ad that I saw that had a model on it that I liked, I bought the fucking supplement like a fucking idiot because I thought, that's what he looks like. You know, he's using fucking so-and-so Fat Burner 7000.
That's one of the things I say, if I could go back in time, I'd save a couple of hundred, if not more, on supplements.
It's
it doesn't mean they don't work, but to a large extent, it's like the last kind of brick you put in place because, you know, worry about your nutrition first, then your training, and then about your supplements. That's what I say to any of my clients. I'll be like, they're like, do I need creatine? And I'm like, well, we'll worry about your diet first and then your training, and then in a few weeks, if you're, you know, trying to get a bit stronger on something, we might incorporate creatine. But until then, don't worry about it. Don't read or listen to anyone else on Facebook about it.
Yeah, but you need a guy. That's why it's so important to listen to, have the person this is why sometimes I say, people, the reality is, never go to somebody by price, go by fucking value. You know, because if you invest, and I've said this, it's so funny, because I've had people come to me, and they're like, well, I spent so-and-so on personal training, and I'm like, why if I work with your team? I was like, well, I think you went and worked with that person, you spent €300 or €400, and now you're coming to me, and you have to spend more fucking money, because I'm trying to fix what they fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not a knock, because there's some amazing trainers out there, but there's some not amazing trainers, you know? So have a guy or a girl that you trust, you might not agree with any of my, like, the reality is, if you're an IFFYM or whatever the fuck, and you want to have Coca Pops post-workout, and have your Mawam's intro workout and all these things, I'm not the guy for you.
Yeah.
You know, there's other great trainers out there who will incorporate those things, you know? Definitely. Your vibe attracts your tribe. I put out my philosophy towards things because it's what I use and it's what I use with people, and that will attract that type of person. And I've told people, I've sent people away and go, look, I'm not your best fit, you know? Yeah. The same way as people will come to me for the contest preps and stuff, because they'll see your fucking photos like from coming third and they'll see other people and be like, oh, and I'm like, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. You know, I'm not in that area anymore for that reason. But that being said, there's a right way to do things. Always pick your supplement based on your goals and the one that works best for you. Don't pick it because somebody is using it. You know, that's not the best thing. Like, again, it's different. Someone from an objective point of view that has no tie in, of course, it's going to be a little bit better. But the reality is, always pick your supplements based on the whole episode. So my podcast coming out next Monday is all supplements. Talking everything that you think this was a little bit of it? That's a fucking taster of what's in the podcast. Where I was talking about where I got made a fool of buying fucking every supplement, weight gainers with fat burners, thinking I'd look like fucking the top fitness model doing it, and spent I don't even hazard to guess. But the reality is, and I gave the same advice to the girl in my group, I said, buy your supplement based on your goal. If it's a good protein supplement, high quality whey, and you're, you know, low carb and low fat, and that's what supports you, then that's what you get. You know, this is one of my massive pet peeves with the supplement industry is the marketing towards females protein. Like a protein for females, you know, that's not how you pick your fucking protein. You pick your protein based on your goals. If you're a female looking for fat loss, you get a protein that's low carb, low fat, and high protein with a good digestibility. That's how you pick it, you know, but they'll slap on fucking a green, blue, or pink fucking tub, throwing us a low dose of L-carnitine, a low dose of green tea, and a low dose of CLA and say, it's for women, it's fat loss, like, and charge an extra 40 quid. Like, that's what they do, you know, and that's one of the really things that irks me about the fitness industry is that praying one people don't know.
Because we were there.
We were there, and that's why it pisses off, because we were fucking there, you know.
Okay, so that's everything from today. Again, a little bit of a lifestyle stuff. I know a couple of people are watching this while they're like doing their cardio and stuff like that, so I hope it helps. If you've got any comments, anything you want us to cover topic-wise, just put it in the comments below, either on Facebook. I'm going to take a clip out of it for Facebook, but this would mostly be on YouTube. So just comment below anything you want us to talk about. For any more on me, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, this here on YouTube, obviously Brian King Fitness, but Snapchat's where I'm the most active at the minute. So BrianK019, where I open it up every day for Q&A Monday to Friday. You can ask me questions back and forth, and make sure to check out my podcast. That's been doing incredible the last couple of weeks. It was third in all of Irish downloads last week, and second in the entire iTunes health section, which is nuts. So thanks everyone for that. And Barry, where can they find out more about you?
My Facebook page, O'Sullivan Fitness. You can pick me up a bit about my lifestyle as well on Instagram, O'Sullivan Fitness, or on Snapchat, BOSully92.
Perfect. Thanks for watching. Catch you guys soon. It's physical.